Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
You know, Sue, I was joking and I was being honest that I flipped the Christmas lights early this year, and I'm comfortable with that decision. But it's amazing how many other people have done it, not just in my neighborhood.
Oh, it's a thing.
Yeah, it really. And, you know, I think we just need it. I think post-pandemic, my views on some of this changed. And I was always joking. It was like my standard line was, if you flip those lights on before the night before Thanksgiving, there should be a little prison time, at least a fine involved.
Wow.
Right? Obviously, that was satirical, and I was joking. But as I get a little older, I love Christmas, and I love lights, and I love the decorations.
We're in the process. Happiness.
Yeah, my wife and daughter are getting going on setting up Christmas this weekend because we have a lot of work to do with Aiden, my son who lives in Chicago, will be here on Sunday, and then Evan and my grandson and Evan's girlfriend Natalie will be here on Monday. So we have a lot of food to prepare, a lot of decorations to get up. Now, when I did this big confession the other night, you remember what happened? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday?
I don't remember.
Well, I did it. I tried to. You know, sometimes I try to entertain Sue, as you know, in a somewhat comical way. So what happened was is I came on the air on Tuesday. I think it was Tuesday. And I said, look, I have an announcement. I got to get in front of something. You know, my crisis communication folks said, Mark, if you don't admit this, then maybe the rest of the media will pick up on it. You don't want that, right? Because
no.
That reflects poorly on me. So then I come on at 4:00, and the joke was, ha ha ha, it's just the Christmas lights topic, right? Well, the goal was to hook people in a casual way. So I get a message from someone named Joy, and Joy was the girlfriend of Tom West. I don't know if you knew Tom.
Uh-uh.
Tom was on The Point, and he was a very, very popular guy on their morning show. And the reason, and it's funny because I think I'd only maybe met him or exchanged messages with him once or twice. His father, also Tom West, worked with my father in the insurance industry.
Oh, that's interesting.
So when my dad moved back and his dad, Tom, knew that I was a radio guy, and then they had kind of communicated, hey, my son's a radio guy,
too. Oh, that's nice.
And I think he was super talented. He passed away very, very young several years ago. But Joy was his girlfriend, I think is what I'm getting right. So she writes and says, dear Mark, one time a gazillion years ago, I DM'd you. Annoyed by something you said, which is pretty typical, right?
Yeah.
Most people do that. You knew my Tom West, sad side. I think your family's had a connection. I just explained that. Anyhow, my mom is a huge fan of your show, always uses your sponsors. Thank you, Mom. I appreciate it. She says, now, Mom came rushing into our house at 4 p.m. saying Mark has an announcement that he's ashamed of at 4:04. Quick, turn on the app. With a raised eyebrow, Joy says, I said, Mom, he's got a hook in your mouth. But go ahead, prove me wrong. Well, you owe my mom those 4 minutes that she'll never get back. But that was the goal. And thank you, Mom, for falling for it. And thank you, Joy, for writing. I'm glad that this time I didn't say something that annoyed you. But yeah, I thought that was a pretty funny story. So,
it's
you know, every once
cute.
In a while when you come up with a concept for a bit, Sue, and
yeah. Everybody in the studio rolls their eyes, but somebody buys it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I give it my best shot, and you guys kind of see it coming and everything. But It is funny that I will say things sometimes, and I got a couple other messages from people because they heard me do the setup, and they didn't know what it was, and they couldn't listen to it before, and they were worried.
It's like War of the Worlds, Mark. It's the same thing.
But there are things. What's funny is there are things that I clearly say with satirical or comedic intent, and some people still don't get that, you know?
Yeah.
And I know that doesn't always translate, like, on Twitter. You can't always do the tone thing, so sometimes people misinterpret.
But in this case, you were, you know, fairly serious.
Well, in this case, what I'm trying to say is I was a comedic genius and someone fell for it, is what I'm basically saying. Hey, Mark Cox is coming on in just a little bit to talk about something that he's doing with his Responder Rescue Raffle. Dan O'Neill in the studio. Dan wrote at the Post-Dispatch for many years. He's a local author and sports writer. He's got a children's book out called The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose, and we're going to talk about that. Plus, I'll have an audio cut of the day. But the governor of the state of Missouri, Mike Kehoe, has checked in with us this afternoon. Hello, Governor. How are you?
Doing well, Mark. It's always good to join you and our hometown friends there in St. Louis.
Did I see that you were at work, hard at work yesterday, handing out some Thanksgiving meals in Jefferson City?
Yeah, Claudia, my wife, and several of our folks around the mansion had an idea to start a kind of a spinoff of the mansion called Mansion on a Mission, and we're using some resources, a lot of donated items from our pork producers, turkey producers, and dairy producers that allowed us to put together 100 meals for some folks who really need it in the Jefferson City area, and we'll be doing that Mansion on a Mission probably once a month. We're going to be in St. Louis before Christmas doing the same thing up in North City. We're going to start trying to do something like that every month to kind of bring the mansion to the people.
Since you mentioned some things related to farmers, let me ask you about agriculture in Missouri. There was a piece that was in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago on Halloween from a farmer who represents a big farming group. I've heard from some farmers here in Missouri. They're not happy with some of the things that are happening, in particular with the soybean crops. And if they, you know, kind of look at what they were getting compared to previous years, it's really way, way down, and it's a crisis. So when it comes to President Trump's policies related to agriculture, do you have a concern? Are the farmers of Missouri sending you any kind of message right now, Governor?
Yeah, the livestock farmers, the markets have been a little bit more stable. I'm a cattle producer myself, as you know. It's our row crop farmers, specifically down in the Delta area where they do not have a lot of livestock, soybean, corn, cotton, rice, et cetera. Soybeans are our number one export for the state of Missouri, so that's always something we keep a very close eye on. Input costs are very high. That's been driving the cost of producing the crop up substantially. And then, of course, the president has been renegotiating some of these deals. Now, since a lot of that broke, he's made an incredible deal with China that's really put a little bit of relief into the soybean market. So we're optimistic that as the president negotiates these deals, and I know it gets a little bit stressful for some of our Missouri family farms to go through this, but at the other end, I believe we'll be in a much better position for the long term for our agricultural markets.
Yeah, because the guy that wrote that piece, he said, using the average soybean yield of 55 bushels per acre on my farm when I budgeted for this year's crop, I couldn't break even at almost $11 a bushel when planting, and now prices are almost $2 less, and yields are average or below average. So that's the number that he put in there was $9 billion loss for farmers across the country. And again, I've heard from, you know, farmers here in Missouri that have these concerns. So hopefully some of this stuff is going to even off a little bit.
It is, and our farm families are resilient. I would tell you that even in the cattle producers, as I mentioned, the market's really good right now, but we went through several years where we were getting our brains beat out, literally. So I especially have it in my heart for our row crop farmers. We're doing everything we can. Secretary Rollins, which is our USDA secretary, has been to Missouri more times than any other state since she's been secretary. So we have a great relationship with her, and we're certainly trying to work through the best deals that we can have for the long term productivity of our family farms.
I like to say the only real work I ever did, Governor, was when I walked soybean fields for two summers in the late 1970s up near Aurora, Illinois. And most people don't even know what that means because, you know, Monsanto and chemicals took the weeds out of the soybean fields, but you'd take four rows with a hoe, you'd walk all the way down, you get dew all over your shorts, you'd walk it again, you'd pull out the weeds. Again, I've never worked that hard since then.
You know, Mark, you have something in common with my wife. Her family farm was up in northern Illinois, and she hoed beans, exactly what you said. They walked up and down the roads with a hose as a kid and got those weeds out of there. And I've heard those stories many a times from her and her family.
I never detasseled corn, but I will tell you this. Those 2 years, those summers, it was my mom's aunt and uncle, and it was a great experience. It really, I wish every kid could have, you know, some experience. It gave me a little bit of a foundation and an understanding of what, you know, the folks in the agricultural world really have to go through. And I learned about subsidies way back then when I was 12 and 13 years old. I'll tell you that, too.
I wish every kid could work a little bit on the farm, whether it's hauling hay, hoeing beans, helping work cattle. It would really do good for them to understand that farming's not easy. It's a 24/7, 365-day-a-year job. And when things happen, you got to fix it or take care of it right now. You don't get to go think about it or have a meeting. And so agriculture really does teach, especially young people, a lot about responsibilities.
Governor Mike Kehoe is with us this afternoon. All right, the income tax plan. Obviously, there have been Republicans in the Senate in particular, both sides, that have been interested in, you know, getting rid of Missouri's income tax plan. How realistic is that? And then, you know, the other thing that I always like to point out here is that we're not going to, in theory, nothing is being proposed to just knock it out over the course of 1 year. There would be a phase out involved, correct?
Right. I ran on this because I heard from Missourians putting more money in their pocket, letting Missourians spend their money is always going to be better than any government official, including me, can do. You don't want bureaucrats spending your hard-earned dollars. So our idea is to phase out the income tax. And you're right. I've always said it won't be a light switch. It won't happen overnight. We'll have a responsible plan where we don't defund essential services such as education, public service, and public safety. We'll have a phase-out plan to where we can get to zero on the income tax. I think Missourians are always going to be better, again, keeping that hard-earned money in their pockets. But we'll be unveiling all the details of our plan in the next 30 days. And we look forward to working it through the legislature this year.
I know that you're not getting all the details, but don't you have to somehow get, because the other side will say, how are you going to pay for all this? Do you have to have another revenue source?
Yeah, that's a fair question. You do. But let me just say, we've been cutting income tax in this state for the last 5 or 6 years through triggers from 6% down to 4.7%. And we've just done it by managing government, making sure it works within its means, and by giving Missourians their money back. So it's a balance of a couple of different tools that you'll see. But at the end of the day, I think that we'll have a good proposal to put forward and hoping the legislature can work it through.
Any updates? I saw the mayor, Kara Spencer, yesterday, actually. We talked a little bit about the tornado recovery. I hadn't seen her in a while. You have any updates on that, in where that is progressing in North County, North City?
We've actually put a person in at the cabinet level for us that's directly working with SEMA, our state emergency management, FEMA, our federal emergency management, and the mayor's team. The mayor and her team has done a great job. We're working through all that right now. I would tell St. Louisans who are listening or who know, we've already begun the process. The city has taken this up and really gotten their hands around what we call the right of entry phase, where folks are actively, as we speak, going up and down the damaged areas, making sure they can have right of entry permission. That's very important as our contractor partners that will eventually award a bid to come in to clean some of those areas up. So that process is going. It takes longer than everybody wants it to, including me. But we're gonna get that in going as quick as we can, and I think you'll see a much better neighborhood in the north side of St. Louis come out because of it.
Let me make a you mentioned progress. Let me just say this: I don't often say positive things about government contracts and stuff, but I've been on I-70 quite a bit to Columbia for some Mizzou games. They didn't all turn out that well, but man, there is a lot of progress being made on that I-70 project. I know there's a long way to go, but you can see it every week that they're making progress.
Oh, yeah, that's what we use, a tool called Design Build. The legislature passed a couple of years ago. It literally elects contractors and professionals who know how to build highways come to the Department of Transportation and say, you want to get this done and you want to spend X amount of money. Here's the fastest way we can do it for the best quality with the least traffic interruption. And it really lets the professional sector in almost like a public-private partnership type conversation. And that's what we've used. We've used those Design Build projects and that tool to award those teams for various sections up and down 70. They're doing a great job, and all that is going to improve the traffic, and all of those earnings of all those workers are going to improve our economy. At the end of the day, when that's done, it's going to be a fantastic corridor for the state.
Yeah, I'm blown away by how far they've gotten. I really am. Well, Governor, thanks for jumping on here with me tonight. You have a great Thanksgiving with the family.
All right, buddy. You and your listeners the same. I'm grateful what St. Louis does for me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thank you, Mike. Take care. That is the governor, Mike Kehoe, with us this afternoon. And Sue, you haven't really, you know, because I was mentioning, I've gone to 3 football games and also I went deer hunting last weekend. So I've had 4 trips to mid-Missouri over the course of the last 3 months. Yeah. And I hadn't taken a trip since the early spring. It might have been before I went to Greece. Anyway, even just going 4 out of the last 7 or 8 weeks, the progress that they're making, there's 2 areas. One is the 6440 Lake St. Louis area, which is different than the 70 project. But when you go from whether it's Wentzville or all the way into mid-Missouri, there's a section that they started with that's closer to Columbia. And for whatever reason, I'm going to find out the reason for this, they start in the middle, right? So all the new concrete and the lanes are in the middle, and then they narrow down the lanes. Like when I was going through their last Friday night heading to deer camp, they had some of the lanes down to 1 because they're doing the work at night. But they also have the surface elevated by, I'd say it's a good foot off of where the current pavement is for I-70. There's got to be an engineering reason why they're doing that. But my point overall is, even though this is a project, I think it's not even going to be done till maybe 2028. They're making a lot of progress.
Oh, that's great. They say, or AI does, which never lies, raising sections of the road allows for construction of new wider lanes while keeping traffic flowing. And the overall project aims to improve safety and efficiency and blah, blah.
Look how quickly we can find answers. Yeah. I was just going to email my old neighbor who was an engineer on the project. But it's just encouraging because, Sue, it's not like I've never complained about the road project by my house, which completed. And it's driving all of us crazy, Sillsboro Road thing that Valley Park has screwed up. But in this situation, it's the opposite. Like, I made the mistake last night. I drove down that stupid road last night, and I looked at it because November 30th is when it's supposed to be back open. We'd be lucky if it's open by April 30th, the way it looks right now.
Oh, my gosh.
So you go to I-70, and you're like, well, they're actually getting some stuff done.
Yeah, it'll be nice to have 3 lanes in both directions. That's huge.
I think in the end, it is definitely going to work out. And even if they can fix the stupid thing in Wentzville with that big S-curve. I know Steve Ellman talks about that all the time. Yeah, all right, we're coming back. back, we have Mark Cox making an appearance. Please join us on Monday afternoon as we do the weigh-in for Guns N' Hoses live at Helen Fitzgerald's. We're going to do the whole show there starting at 3 on Monday. The weigh-in officially starts at 4 o'clock. The event, of course, is on Wednesday, Guns N' Hoses, and it's all for backstoppers. If you're calling number 4 on the contest line right now, I got a pair of tickets for Guns N' Hoses, 314-241-9797. You're a winner from 97.1 FM Talk. You'll go to Guns N' Hoses next Wednesday night, brought to you by Backstoppers, and we're very excited about it. Mark Cox is with me. I know that he's been a part of the promotion of this event. You're also doing something a little bit on your own, as well as you often do with Responder Rescue. How are you this afternoon? Are you up from your nap?
Hey, I am. Thank you, Mark. I did get a nap this afternoon as I try to recover from getting up at 3 a.m. every day. I'm telling you, it's killer.
Fridays were, when I did mornings in Milwaukee, I would try to do a 3-hour nap on Friday afternoon. That always didn't work, but man, I tried so hard just to get the weekend set that way, because otherwise it's a challenge.
Well, it is. And of course, I'm going to be there at your live broadcast on Monday, since we're the official radio station of Guns N' Hoses. And I'm excited about that, because I'm going to get to participate a little bit on that this year on Wednesday night in the ring, so I am excited.
Oh, yeah?
About that. Not boxing.
But what's your role? What are you going to do?
So I'll be interviewing on the pre-television side of it, because Channel 2 cuts in at 6:30 and starts televising it. Before it gets to that, the first 4 or 5 rounds that happen, fights, I'll be in the ring interviewing the winner, and like I'll get to introduce Jackie Smith when he sings Danny Boy and all that good stuff. So it ought to be a lot of fun.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't know you were doing all that. Yeah. Well, let's say this. I came up with this idea. Nobody bit, but maybe we do it for next year. The Reardon-Cox boxing match. And then this year I was just going to punch you in the ribs. I think I would have won.
Well, you would have won. You would have had me on the first punch with the broken ribs right now. Yeah, thank you.
By the way, how are you doing with that? Because I can't imagine that's not very uncomfortable still.
A hunting accident, for people that didn't hear about it. I fell into a duck blind and cracked 6 ribs on my left side, and it was about 2 weeks ago now, coming up on the 3rd week, and I'm feeling a lot better than I was. So,
thank goodness.
Thank you.
You know, ironically, I had a good friend of mine who did the same thing. He fell down some stairs. He just kind of took a wrong step, and he cracked 4 ribs. So, I've never done that before. I've heard that it's because you really can't do anything except just let him heal, right?
Just got to let him heal. That's it, and I hope nobody accidentally pat you on the ribs while you're recovering.
All right. Be careful out there, Mark Cox. Tell me about your Responder Rescue raffle that's going on.
Thank you. We do this every year to help responderrescue.org. They step in when first responders get injured in the line of duty. And boy, the Responder Rescue folks have really got a great raffle going on this year. It's called the ATF Raffle, Mark. It's alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. So I'm going to have 3 winners next Wednesday. We'll pick the winners. And people can text RESPONDER to 33100 for a chance to win. The tickets are only $1 a piece. All the money goes to Responder Rescue, and it's really easy to enter. The liquor basket, I'm telling you, I know you don't have any interest in that, but you could stock an entire bar with the stuff I've got. I've got some Pappy Van Winkle and some Weller and all the famous bourbons, and then I've got a bunch of other stuff in there as well. Thanks to my friends over at Lore, they've contributed that. Down at Lit Cigar Lounge, they've contributed $1,000 package, which is like a night for you and 10 of your friends down there in their private room. And then my friends at the range have donated a concealed carry handgun. That's a 9mm CZ. So
wow.
I got three great prizes. And here's the kicker: the person that donates the most this year overall, whether you win a prize or not, is going to get dinner with blues legend Tony Twist and me and the folks from Responder Rescue. So there's your added incentive if you feel like donating to a great cause. The person that donates the most will get to go to dinner somewhere nice with the Twister.
Hanging out with Twister? My God, I mean, that is a nice little bonus. But no one will know who the highest bidder is, right? They just have to take a shot and try to be the highest bidder.
I'm just encouraging them, you know.
Yeah.
We had some people last year that donated $500, $600, $800. It's a shot in the dark, but if you're feeling generous, put that extra dollar in there so you don't tie with somebody, because we're going to have to flip a coin if that happens.
Okay, Mark, go over again the way to donate and do this with the text. It's very simple, but run that down one more time for
us. Very simple. Text the word RESPONDER to 33100. puts a link to your phone. You can pay with Apple Pay or however you choose to pay on your phone, whatever you got set up on there. And, you get bonus tickets if you share it on social media. It's just, it's an easy way to donate, and it's a great charity.
All right. I don't believe you. You have no credibility. So we're going to see if this works here. Let's see. 33,100, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, responder to 33,100. You should.
Responder. Let's see here. Just want to make sure it's not a porn link or anything like that. See if
good
we get that
grief.
Back here. Yes, it did come through.
Now you have to donate.
Yeah, no, I will. I will.
Now you got to donate. Now you got to donate.
Is it Go Rally Up? Is that what it comes up to?
Yeah. Rally Up is the website.
Okay.
It's a special website that helps charities out because they don't take any of the money. And all the money is going directly into the coffers of responderrescue.org.
I'm gonna do 27 here. 27. That's $25. That seems like a pretty good deal, right? All right. Now during the break,
you.
I'm gonna have to fill all this stuff out because I'm gonna do Apple Pay too. But I promise you, I'm gonna buy this right now so it does work. 3,300 responder. They'll send you the link, and that's a great package. I'm probably not eligible, but that's okay. I'm gonna make the donation anyway, and we'll see on Monday afternoon, Cox.
Mark, we appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, take care. By the way, that is a great prize package.
Yeah,
that
it is.
Has. Oh, my goodness. Unbelievable. And then you got the Tony Twist angle as well. I put in a little bumper music for the 5 o'clock hour, one of our favorites here, Sue.
Yes.
We're coming back with Dan O'Neill. I was multitasking here just a moment ago, Sue, as you know, and my guest walked into the studio, Dan O'Neill, and I didn't even notice he had that fancy hat on. You look very suave and sophisticated.
Dapper is the word you're looking
Irish.
For.
Irish, is that what it is?
Yeah.
That's the Irish hat. By the way, I can barely see him. It's weird because just to describe the studio, there's a big TV monitor right behind Dan. And Dan, truthfully, you've been in here before. That monitor is usually on and it provides a lot more light. Now I can see you because Sue's using the ring lights, which is nice.
Are you on video? Do you do that?
Yeah, we are on video. Of course.
Wow.
You know, this is a big time radio show. Are you kidding me? Well, no, you're fine. Look at me. I dress like John Fetterman every day. I don't really worry about it very much. So I just want to tell a true story here. Dan and I, we know each other. We've gone way back. He's been on the show many times. He texts me a lot. And then I think I missed the fact that you had written a children's book. So he starts doing some things that are very creative the other day, and he's text messaging me pictures of people from history.
Yeah.
Who did you put in the pictures?
There was one with the Fab Four. That
right.
was great.
With
great
the Beatles holding the cover of the book,
wow,
right?
Let's go, Dad.
One with
funny.
Elvis.
Elvis, that's
really
right.
Appreciate that.
So I'm just getting up the other morning when he's texting me, and I'm so lost. And I'm like, Dan, what the hell are you talking about? And then I realized that he had written this book, The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose, which is a children's book. Now, if we're being honest, this is not necessarily your typical genre. That's fair to say, right?
That is fair to say, yes.
Because you do sports books.
Although I've dabbled in other things. I've written some fiction pieces for magazines and poetry and things like that. But this is my first children's book.
So how did this come about?
Well, really, I never intended to write a children's book. I just, my granddaughter, Avery Rose, which she was my first grandchild. Now I have eight. But
oh,
when
wow,
she
you have
was,
eight.
She was four or five, I just started playing around with her name and just kind of noodling or doodling, whatever you want to call it,
yeah,
with phrases and putting sentences together. And I was just playing around. But I got to the point where I had so much of it that I had to do some. I had to get out of it. I had to figure a way out of it. And I would put it aside for, I probably put it aside for more than a year at a time at one point.
Really?
It's really
cute.
Oh,
yeah. But then I picked it up and I finally figured out how to sort of resolve it, and which was to make a story that's kind of a takeoff on the I Got Your Nose game.
Right. Yeah, that's
parents
cool.
Parents do or grandparents do with their kids. So,
who did the animation here?
The animation is an interesting story. It was done by a woman in Germany, Mattia Anik, and I've never even had a conversation with her.
Really?
Yeah.
Just
I mean,
email?
Not a real comment.
Right.
I've talked to her electronically, but
yeah.
That it was all through emails and things like that.
But how did you find her?
Well, there's a site called Upwork.
Okay.
Where it's kind of a clearinghouse for artists and illustrators. And you go on there and you can look at their work and stuff, and then you can put your work or your job up. And if they're interested, they bid on it.
So this is why this is interesting to me. Well, for two reasons. One, I always make anything about myself, and that's what I'm about to do here.
It's a gift.
I like to be honest about that. But no, this is a true story. So 10 years ago, probably, my wife sketches out a children's book, and it's got a pretty good concept. It's called Pickles Aren't
Don't
for Puppies. Well, that's okay. Because I'm just going to say the title. Pickles Aren't for Puppies, right? I came up with the ending, all right? And it's a good ending, believe it. It's the only thing I contributed. Mm-hmm. But we never, and there's probably even a couple of people listening right now. At one point I talked about this, and I had some nice people from the audience reach out, and I never connected with them because we don't have an illustrator, if you will. So I've been frustrated with my wife, and the only reason we've never done this is because my wife's a workaholic, and she used to work for your brother, you know that.
Right. Yeah.
And she has so much on her plate. But I've always thought it was such, not even to make money or something, it's just a good concept that she came up with. So I might have to look into the illustrator aspect.
You go on there. And
is it reasonable? Can you do it for a reasonable amount?
Yes. Well, reasonable is up for grabs.
Yeah.
But
whoever, she did a great job here.
You put the job up and how much you're willing to pay.
Okay.
Oh.
And then if they're interested at that price point, then they jump in. And if they're not, they don't. So
it's a beautiful book, Dan.
It is a beautiful book. How old is your granddaughter?
Avery's now 9.
9, right.
She was, like I said, she was probably 4 or 5 when we started.
Because this is kind of the target would be for the 3, 4, 5.
Well,
I'd say
3 and up. There's two ways to look at it. I mean, it's fun to read, I think, for anybody. I think Sue will back me on that.
Yes, it really is.
It's fun to read, but and if you're worried about, well, is it for children who can read yet?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it certainly is, but it's also for children who just want to hear a good story or look at a book. So
look at the I got to show you some of the blurbs. You know how media people do blurbs?
Yeah.
I want to offer a couple examples here. John Pertzborn, he was just on this show. Remember
he
retired?
He was.
John Pertzborn is quoted, the most adorable kids book of the year. Here's Paige Hulsey, KMOV TV. I like Paige. From the moment I read this book, I absolutely loved it. It's adorable. Here's Mark Reardon from 97.1 FM Talk. Hey, Dan, I had no idea you wrote a children's book. It looks great, unquote.
Yeah.
So that one's on there, too.
That
will you add that to the blurb?
The other things
no, I'll give that one to you for
money,
free.
But yours didn't cost
yeah.
me.
Well, I apologize for all the confusion. Now, can you get this in all your traditional bookstores, which don't exist anymore?
No.
Okay,
no,
just
can.
Online?
Yeah, you can. Well, you can get it online at my website, danoneal.net.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You can get it at Christopher's gift shop in Kirkwood. I just did a thing there last weekend. So they have some books. And Blend, a hairstyling place in Maplewood, which is owned by my daughter-in-law, who Avery is her daughter.
Okay.
They have some books. You can get it there.
Awesome.
But otherwise, you have to go to the website, danoneal.net, where you can get that book, and you can get any of my other books that are available
there.
The
Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose. So you couldn't, at this point, you couldn't even really find this one on Amazon, as you're saying. You just got to go to your
actually,
website.
Yes. You can find it, but they only have the soft cover.
Oh, no, you want the hard cover.
Oh, you do. And listen, there's a part at the end where you can the kids can draw noses on faces. It's just a really sweet book.
Can I have that copy for my grandson?
Sure,
I'm going to give that to Idris when he comes in next week. Well, while we have you here, Dan, let's pick your brain about some sports topics. Yeah. Let's start with the Blues. What the hell?
I got a theory about the Blues.
Okay.
You have to follow me on this.
Okay.
They remind me of the 69 Cardinals. Now, it's not a perfect analogy because the 68 Cardinals won the pennant, went to the World Series. Of course, the Blues didn't do that last spring. But the 68 Cardinals won the pennant, went to the World Series. They're in the driver's seat, game seven. They've got Bob Gibson on the mound. They've got the lead. And then Jim Northrup hits the ball that Kurt Flood mishandles, and they wind up losing the World Series. The Blues had unbelievable finish last year. I think they had the most points in the league over the last 30 games after the Four Nations thing. They make the playoffs against all odds. They draw the President's Trophy winning Winnipeg Jets, top team in the league. They've got them beat game seven. Then they give up two goals in the last 2 minutes, including one with 2 seconds left, and wind up losing the game in double overtime. Now, in 69, the only thing that they won the pennant by 9 games the year before. The only difference was they went out and got Joe Torre and Vada Pensin, two all-star players, and added those to their already.
That was the only difference in the roster.
And
where'd they finish?
Well, they also had Gibson, Carlton, Ray Washburn, Nellie Bryles. They finished fourth. Everybody thought they were going to be world beaters. I mean, they had an outfield of Flood, Brock, and Vada Pensin.
Wow.
And they finished fourth. The Blues, after last year, last spring's finish, the only thing they did was add a couple of players that they needed. And everyone thought, man, this team was really good at the end of the last season. Now they're going to be even better.
Yeah, right. Well, that's the expectation.
And they have been really disappointing. So
is there, I mean, what I've said, and this is just because I know what happens, and I'm not picking on anyone. Jim Montgomery, I'm sure, has great coaching credentials and all that. But what usually happens when you get off to this bad of a start is the coach gets fired. Now, in this case, maybe that's not going to happen because they're paying him. But, I mean, there doesn't seem to be a way that the team is turning it around right now.
Well, the only thing I would say is when he first got here, for about a month, they weren't much different than what they had been.
Mm.
And then he figured out a way to get them going. So maybe that will happen again.
That's early.
It's early, but they're getting to a point where they're playing themselves out of the playoff
picture. Already.
They would have to do something spectacular to make the playoffs. But it's weird how, you know, they haven't gotten off to a good start in about four or five seasons.
Yeah.
They start every season this way. So then, like you said, what they've done is change the coach. We're not going to change the coach because he's got a 5-year contract.
Right.
So
got to figure something out.
Yeah, you can't always blame it on the coach.
And I'm not blaming it on the coach.
Yeah,
I'm just saying that's the pattern.
You know, honestly,
you know?
Mark, it's silly to blame anybody because nobody's playing. The only people who are playing well, they've got 3 or 4 guys who are playing well. That's it. Everybody else is not playing well. So to single anybody out,
Yeah, it's unfair.
Really kind of sad.
Dan O'Neill is here. We're talking about sports. He has written a children's book, though, called The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose. But can you offer me, and like, we'll just have a couple minutes left here, is there any hope that you can offer fans of the Cardinals for this offseason and moving into next spring? Because now we don't have hope, and then this lockout, they're going to probably screw that up in 27. So yeah. This could be painful here.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a lot different than last year. I really don't. I mean, the lockout is, or not the lockout, but the negotiations is a big deal. That's 1 year away.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cardinals, I think, have made it kind of obvious that they're not going to go out and get some huge contract or something.
Yeah, they have.
Not knowing what the environment's going to be, what the landscape's going to be after the negotiations. It's quite possible it could be a strike. I mean, they're going to try to get a salary cap, and the players are over my dead body.
What do you think about that, by the way?
Well, it's been great for look what it's done for the other sports.
That's why I like it. But the players don't want it at all.
Yeah, baseball's the only well, why would you?
Well, because the NFL has
ridiculous money.
But look at the NFL players. They're still making ridiculous money. They play
I'm with you.
15 games a year, 16 games a year.
But they need a cap and they need a floor as well.
Yeah.
That's what hockey has. And hockey, it's super competitive. I mean, the difference between the best teams and the worst teams is very
razor thin,
very small.
Right? Absolutely. Yeah. Well, this is what I love about the NFL because you let's face it, we got surprises. I don't think anyone expected the Buffalo Bills to have as many losses as they do right now, and the Chiefs the same way. I actually expected regression from the Chiefs just because of history. I'm no smarter than anyone else, but how long can you sustain that level of success?
When you become Swifties,
you're gonna blame Taylor Swift. Dan, thank you for coming in. It's always great to see you.
You too.
And I'd love to talk sports a little bit more, but we're out of time. But again, the book, danoneal.com is where you can find the book, The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose.
Though, okay.
Yeah, you got some appearances?
Yes. This weekend, starting tomorrow at 9 to 3 tomorrow at Lindbergh High is a craft fair. I'll be there with Avery. She's going to sit with me for a while.
And love that.
Yeah. She loves it too. And then the following weekend, I'll be at Sunset Hills Community Center for Small Business Day, which is the 29th. And then the weekend after that at Oakville High School with a craft fair.
Wow. You got a busy schedule,
Mr.
don't
craft
you?
Craft fair. That's what happens when you self-publish. It's all on you.
Well, thanks for coming in. You kind of reminded me that... Leland Vittert was on the other day, and he made an offer to our audience about essentially covering the price of admission at Hearth and Home in Ladue tomorrow. I think that's what the place is called. Does that sound right, Sue?
Yeah.
I'll have to look it
Hearth
up.
And Home
because basically they're doing his book. Dan, allow me to promote another book just because I thought of it.
Yeah, do it while I'm on.
I know, exactly. It's really professional. But if you go to the event that Leland's doing, it's like a $10 ticket, but the first 10 Mark Reardon show, if you drop my name, you'll get in for free, essentially.
If that
Well, can I just point out that you'll get in for free at Lindbergh High School?
Yeah. Thank you.
There's no price of tickets there.
Thank you.
All right, Dan, this is cool that you did this book. I love it. Thanks for coming in.
It finally clears things up for you, doesn't it?
He has no idea how confused I was. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? It was early in my defense. And I will play you the chorus when we go out from my bumper music. But it's really a cool song. It's called Rubber Band Man. It came out a couple of weeks ago, and it's on repeat. You know, I do this with songs that I hear over and over and over again. If you look at my Untitled, the account that I use, the music service, they do this, I'm sure, on Spotify. You're most listened or you're most listened for a particular month. That one's probably going to be my most listened for both October and November November and December, because I love it so much. And I'll do that when we wrap up Audio Cut of the Day. But let me do this here.
Stand by. Playback ready.
Now, the Audio Cut of the Day.
Okay, so Mamdani and Trump met today. And you would think, you know, like yesterday we were talking about this, like, man, this is going to be like Zelensky and Trump in the Oval Office. It's going to be really uncomfortable. Nope, it was pretty normal. They seemed to get along, and Trump even said some nice things about Mamdani in the aftermath of all this. So I was a little surprised, but here is... what Mamdani said in the aftermath.
What I really appreciate about the president is that the meeting that we had focused not on places of disagreement, which there are, many and also focused on the shared purpose that we have in serving New Yorkers. And frankly, that is something that could transform the lives of the 8.5 million people who are currently struggling under a cost of living crisis, with 1 in 4 living in poverty. And the meeting came back again and again to what it could look like to lift those New Yorkers out of struggle and start to deliver them a city that they could do more than just struggle to afford it, but actually start to live in it.
And the president said,
there will be topics that we disagree on. I think we'll probably come to a conclusion, and ultimately, he'll convince me, or I'll convince him. You know, it's for the good of New York. Ultimately, it's for the good of New York. I don't care about affiliations or parties or anything else. I want to see if this city could be unbelievable. If he could be a spectacular success, I'd be very happy.
Well, I just called him a communist a couple of days ago, but that was rather presidential.
Yeah.
Is the word I'm looking for? I have no idea. All right, the place in Ladue, by the way, is called Hearth and Soul. I apologize, not Hearth and Home.
Oh, okay.
And it's hosting Leland Vittert's book signing for Born Lucky, A Dedicated Father, A Grateful Son of My Journey with Autism, tomorrow starting at noon. Hearth and Soul, and it's like $10, and all the proceeds go to Autism Speaks. But if you're a Mark Reardon Show listener, and he said he'd cover the first 20 people. I said, I don't know if I have 20 listeners, but if you want to go tomorrow, drop my name. Leland's going to pick up your $10 ticket. How about that? That's pretty cool.
Nice.
Sue, have a great weekend.
You
we will
too.
See you at the Guns N' Hoses weigh-in on Monday afternoon. It's going to be a lot of fun. We start there at Helen Fitzgerald's at 3 o'clock. We do the whole show live. I'll go out here with this Mumford & Sons Hozier song. I love it. It's my favorite. Go Mizzou, M-I-Z. We'll talk Monday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.